Take a look around at the people who live on the streets near you. There's a pretty good chance some of them travel with four-legged companions. And while there are many services set up to help people living homeless, there are also some set up with a focus on the pets who accompany them. The Street Dog Project in the Rogue Valley is one of those. It works to locate people with dogs living on the streets. And let's hear about the program and what it does from there. Two guests with us, Nancy Lyon, who is the project co-coordinator. Nancy, welcome.
Thank you.
And J.W. Lyon, yes, they are related, obviously by marriage, Street Dog Project co-founder. J.W., thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So you guys have been at this for several years now, and apparently not long after you moved to the Rogue Valley. Talk about the genesis of it, how it came to be.
Well, I'll start with Nancy, and I have a long history, Nancy's history with companion animal rescues and shelters goes way back, and we were involved in raising money on Whidbey Island several years ago to build a new shelter. And one of the things we've learned over the years is that really spay and neuter is the answer. We can't adopt our way out of
the problem.
The pet overpopulation.
Yes, mm-hmm. Pet overpopulation. And we're focused on the dogs. It's also a big problem, a bigger problem, really, with cats. And, a female dog can result in 67,000 puppies over 6 years. It's a lot of puppies. And so we think we need to put a great emphasis on spay and neuter.
Just in case anybody's scratching their heads, I want to make it clear. Not one dog giving birth to 67,000 puppies, but one dog giving birth to puppies that give birth to other puppies and so on and so on.
Yes, the multiplier, it just gets
right
crazy.
Down the generations.
It gets crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Nancy and I saw in Ashland while walking the streets with our dogs, some people on the street with a pit mix and 11 puppies, 7 females and 4 males. And we said, these are pre-shelter dogs. And that got us started. And we organized some friends to help us. And we thought we were doing great stuff at doing 2 or 3 dogs a month when we first started. And now we're almost to 20 a month.
20 dogs a month. Okay.
So I give you some more numbers?
Yeah, please.
Some more spay and neuter surgery numbers. So last week we facilitated and completed six spay neuters, and this month 22 so far. Year to date we're at 130, and we anticipate in 2019 180. And to give you an idea of our numbers in the past, in 2018 we did 88. In 2017, we did 88. 2018, we did 130. So from 2017 to 18, we went up 48%. And then 2018 to 2019, 38% increase. In the 6 years that we have been doing street dog projects, we have facilitated over 650. Spay-neuter surgeries.
Okay, so you've definitely kept busy. So let's talk about the approaches, though, because you have to find the people, first of all, who've got the dogs. And talk about that whole part of the process, how you locate the people who you want to get the message across to.
We locate them through outreach, and we do 4 outreaches a month in Ashland and 4 a month in Medford. So we go to community meals, and in Ashland, it's at the Pioneer Hall on Winburn Way on Thursday late afternoon. And in Medford, we alternate every other Friday between Set Free Ministries and St. Vincent de Paul. And so we set up where the community meals are, and we offer a high-quality free dog food. That is sort of an opening invitation for them to talk to us. Almost everybody who is there needs a packet of high-quality dog food, and we go from there. Sometimes it takes years to build a relationship and convince someone to spay or neuter the dog. And over that course of the years, that dog could have had 4 litters of puppies.
Mm-hmm. So you stay focused. I mean, you definitely stay attached and try to keep the
momentum. Yes, we do.
We're talking about the street dog project in the Rogue Valley with its operators, Nancy and J.W. Lyon. You can join the conversation on the exchange. Your questions and comments welcome by phone and email. By phone, it's 800-838-3760. You can send your emails to jx@jeffnet.org. So I noticed that you have a connection to Friends of the Animal Shelter. So is that because they're a 501c3 and you're not? Or
that's exactly why. We're a program of Friends of the Animal Shelter. And when JW is on the board of Friends of the Animal Shelter, they changed their bylaws slightly to liberalize their spay-neuter policy.
Changed the mission statement to liberalize so that we could do spay and neuters for dogs and cats, not in the shelter. I mean, we could take...
Oh, okay. I see the deviation from shelter mission where
they're
not going to be staying in the shelter.
Yeah. We wanted to do something that was more progressive, more preventative, and get out and try to slow down the growth of before they get to the shelter.
Nancy, you talked about the outreach and just trying to gain the trust of the people who you would like to be providing services for. I want to come back to a real square one kind of question, which is a common question I hear people ask sort of out loud. Why do people whose lives are already complicated by not having houses want to have pets?
Yep. Good question. I wish I had a good answer. It's not illegal. And so they have animals. We could really use some tougher legislation, mandatory spay-neuter, which is not too far-fetched in Los Angeles. Every dog in the city of Los Angeles has to be spayed and neutered or there's a $100 fine. I'm not sure how much that's enforced. That's on the West Coast. Tulsa is another city, mandatory spay-neuter, $75 fine.
So had you guys worked for another street dog project? I mean, you mentioned other issues, other
things. No, we're just making this up as we go along.
We've gone to
the School of Hard Knocks. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. This is a pretty unique program. We're very local, very local focused. It's, like I said, progressive. It's preventative. It's pretty unique. We haven't found anybody really. There are other programs in the country. What's No Pets Left Behind? Is that the one?
Well, I think, No Pet Left Behind is in Medford, a wonderful organization that we partner with. Yeah. Sometimes we spay the dog and No Pet Left Behind vaccinates the dog and we
work together.
We work together. I think you're thinking of Pets of the Homeless out of Carson City, Nevada, that takes a nationwide approach to vet care for animals of homeless people.
All right. So the fact is there are some other projects out there, but you're talking about dealing just with, this is the street dog project for the Rogue Valley.
Yes.
And primarily Medford, Ashland, or is it more Ashland than Medford?
No, it's our outreach is split equally. I guess maybe people think we're from Ashland just because most of the volunteers live in Ashland. Our vets are in Ashland. We have one vet who's in Medford.
This is Animal Medical Hospital?
Animal Medical Hospital, yeah.
We
couldn't do this in Ashland. We couldn't do this without them. Also doing lots of our young kittens is A Street Animal Clinic, and that is the veterinarian is Aiden Costello and his wife, Jessica Vellum. They've been wonderful as well.
So let me ask about the kitten part. So it is, even though it's identified as the street dog project, there are obviously people on the streets living with cats.
Right.
Do you spay and neuter them too?
And we do cats, mm-hmm. Yeah. We did a bunny, actually, our first and maybe hopefully the last a month or so ago.
Okay, so pretty much whatever animal is with
bring us your turtle
owner.
Or lizard.
Don't give people ideas.
You're right.
Nancy mentions a bit of the School of Hard Knocks as the Rogue Valley Street Dog Project got to where it is today. What kinds of bumps and bruises have you had along the way?
No, I don't know. It's just endless, it seems like. So we do more of what works and less of what doesn't.
Our focus is on primarily the dogs. Probably about 10% are cats, but our focus is on the dogs. And there, sometimes in the public, we get some pushback because we're helping the homeless, or mm-hmm. that's the view. And, you know, that can be controversial. But really, our focus is trying to if we can keep their animal with them without reproducing, that's a good deal.
And improve the quality of life with that
right.
On the street. With that animal on the street, we don't run across many old dogs who are living on the street.
Simply because they don't survive that long?
They don't. They have, it's a hard, hard life. And it's not their choice, you know, to be on the street. They're sort of pressed into service. I was just going to say they might choose a home to go into at night and a big backyard if they had given a choice.
So let's make it clear, though. Is there any effort to separate the owners and the dogs? I mean, you're just talking about taking care of the dogs with the current owners.
That's right. No.
Well, no. If they just determine that they need to sometimes they want to surrender their dog.
And occasionally we do surrenders.
We do that.
Mm-hmm. We work with other rescues. Most rescues will not take an animal from an individual, but they'll take them passing through an organization. We've sent animals to Rescue Ranch in Yreka, the Rogue Valley Humane Society in Grants
and
Pass.
POTUS. And our Jackson
so
County
humane.
Animal Shelter.
Yeah. Okay. Jackson County Animal Shelter, absolutely.
We're talking about the Street Dog Project in the Rogue Valley here on the Jefferson Exchange. Nancy and J.W. Lyon created the program about 6 years ago, and they report about 650 spays and neuters of dogs that are living on the streets with owners that are living on the streets, which is their primary goal is to get spay and neuter into the homeless pet population. You can join the conversation on the exchange, 800-838-3760, by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So I was going to ask you about you know, what kind of resistance you get. You'd mentioned already, Nancy, about some resistance from owners who take a long time to be convinced that you're really there to help them. But you also mentioned, JW, that you get some resistance from members of the community, too, who don't particularly like that you're helping the homeless community.
Right. Well, and I think they're just seeing it as giving the homeless people, enabling the homeless people. But we're not. That's not our goal. That's not our mission.
No, we do nothing for the homeless.
Yeah, there are lots of programs
that service the homeless.
That can, yeah. We went to the mayor's town hall meeting a couple of years ago about the homeless situation. And I think there were 20 or 22 different people-oriented organizations there, and there were only
to help the people,
and only us
to help the animals.
So Jeff,
I just wanted to know if I could talk a little bit about the process when a guardian agrees to a surgery.
Absolutely,
what goes on after that? It's not just making an appointment and
hoping they show up. You get them two and through the door.
We do, exactly. We need to find out if they have transportation. That's a huge stumbling block. Do they have a car? Can they take a bus? Can they walk there? Then how can they transport the animal? Does the guardian have a phone? Because we need to confirm the appointment. And if they have a phone, the answer is yes. Is voicemail set up? Do they text? Do you have minutes left? Frequently they don't. Are you going to be in range so we can get a hold of you? And then is the guardian willing to leave the animal overnight? Some cannot leave the animal overnight after the surgery. That's a deal breaker. So we have to convince the vet, or we have to talk to the vet, ask the vet if the guardian can take the animal home the same day. We have to arrange for the vet to release the animal the same day. We confirm the animal, the appointment with the guardian the day before surgery, and sometimes this takes several calls and texts to get a confirmation. And the day of the surgery, a street dog volunteer meets the guardian and animal at 8:30 a.m. for the vet check-in.
Okay, so pretty much walk them right up to and through the door, and then have some questions about who pays for this. Well, grab your headphones though, because we have a phone call that I want to bring in here. We need to talk here to Jennifer in Arcata. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with the folks from the Street Dog Project in the Rogue Valley. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, I'm really excited to hear that this outreach is happening and the work with the spay neuter for people who live on the streets. For their dogs to be cared for and also vaccinated. I know that it's a big issue, and I'm really glad that you're tackling it.
Thank you. Responding
to the comment earlier about why people who are without homes have pets, there's actually a fair amount of good social science research on it, if you're interested. There's been a bunch of research on it, and it indicates that people who are without homes have pets for the exact same reason people who live in homes do, that they, and sometimes even more strongly, a animal companion is a constant source of love and connection and a constant presence when much of life can be pretty topsy-turvy.
Right. There's just a companion to have nearby when life is moving on around you. I can certainly understand
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is there's also good research to show that having animals, people who are unhoused who have animals, often the animal is the pathway off the street for them. So concern for their animals often will drive people to try to find housing.
Okay, these are really interesting points. Jennifer, thank you for bringing those up. I need to move on because we're running out of time in our segment here, and thank you so much for bringing those to our attention. So let me ask Nancy and JW, who pays for the surgery then when you're having the spay and neuter done?
Well, we pay for the surgery through our donor base. That our budget. Our budget last year was $9,100, and we pay that payment process is done by the administration at FOTUS.
Okay, Friends of the Animal Shelter.
Yeah. And okay. We've recently, you want to talk about the grants that we just, in the last couple of months?
We've gotten two grants in the last couple of months through Oregon Community Foundation. And we got $4,500, almost half our budget. Just in the last couple of months from those grants.
Okay, so yeah, $9,100 for a year is not a big budget by any stretch of the imagination. What kind of fundraising outreach do you have? I mean, what are you asking of people? Can they subscribe? Can they buy memberships? What do they do?
Well, first of all, I mean, we participate, and FOTUS has a couple of big annual fundraising drives. One's coming up in October. Puss in Boots Ball, and we try to have an opportunity for people to give at those fundraising events. And the other one is in June, and it's a Pause to Celebrate, we call it, and it's a sit-down dinner, auction, that kind of routine. And we put ourselves out there and tell everybody what we're doing and ask them to give money.
And those who want to give time, we just have a couple seconds left. How many volunteers do you have now, and how many would you like to have?
We have 8 super dedicated, passionate volunteers. We would like to have more, absolutely. Two ways to go. I think a lot of people like working with the dogs and the guardians. Under that category, we could use volunteers with our outreach. We do outreach in Ashland, also Medford. We could use meters to meet the animals and the people at the vet check-in. And we could use volunteers to do delivery. Sometimes we get calls middle of the week. We have 2 dedicated phone lines for street dogs, and we get calls from people saying, I am so out of food. Can you bring me some food? My leash just...
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's right. Your harnesses, leashes, collars, stuff like that.
Absolutely.
All sorts of things. The Street Dog Project in the Rogue Valley is the name of the project. It's under the umbrella of the Friends of the Animal Shelter, or FOTUS, linked to them from our website, jeffexchange.org. Thanks to the founders, Nancy and J.W. Lyon, for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.